You're listening to Soundside. I'm Mike Davis, filling in for Libby Dykeman.
On Monday, as Howard Schultz stepped down as interim CEO of Starbucks, he sent a memo to company leadership. It reads, in part, quote, "As I step away, I leave you all as the stewards in service of our partners. They are the heart and soul of our company, the living embodiment of human connection." Meanwhile, today, partners, aka store baristas, at 100 Starbucks cafes are on strike. KUOW labor and economy reporter Monica Nicholsberg is here to explain why. Monica, thanks for joining us and welcome to your first Soundside interview.
Happy to be here.
Perfect. So why are Starbucks employees on strike today?
They're on strike because they allege Starbucks has been engaging in union busting tactics. So there's this really massive campaign to unionize Starbucks stores across the country. But it's slowed down a little bit. It's kind of losing momentum. And Starbucks Workers United, which is the big union overseeing all of this, says it's because Starbucks has been allegedly doing things like firing workers who engage in union activity or even closing stores that are seeking to unionize.
For those who haven't been following, can you catch us up on what's been happening with all these anti-union allegations? I mean, what exactly is Starbucks being accused of?
So about 15 months ago, the first union at a Starbucks store formed in Buffalo, New York. And since then, 290 stores have unionized. So it's had a lot of momentum. But like I said, it's kind of slowing down. And Starbucks has been closing stores. Now, they categorically denies any claims of union busting. And they say that they've been closing stores because of safety concerns. Howard Schultz, who recently left the company as CEO, actually said in a meeting that he was closing stores because of concerns raised by employees themselves.
We're closing stores as a result of the co-creation sessions that we've had, almost 60 now, 25 in the SSC and the rest in the field, and we had one yesterday in San Antonio. But in all of those sessions, it has shocked me that one of the primary concerns that our retail partners have is their own personal safety.
So safety concerns is kind of the party line at Starbucks, and it's actually why they say they closed a store in Seattle here that was the first in the city to unionize. But organizers tell a different story, and they've actually filed a number of complaints, hundreds of complaints, with the National Labor Relations Board, many of which were substantiated by the board. So there's a little bit of push and pull there. And then at the federal level as well, Senator Bernie Sanders has been a huge critic of Starbucks tactics, and he's actually demanded that Howard Schultz come and testify before the Senate. So that's going to happen next week.
I keep hearing this term, safety concerns. We're hearing that over and over. Can you just explain what exactly these safety concerns are?
The company's been a little bit vague, but they say it's a complaint that their employees have that folks are coming in who might be erratic or disruptive and they are not sure what to do about it. There was a really high-profile incident a while back where two people tried to use the bathroom at Starbucks, and it does not seem like it was actually a safety-related issue at all, but the employees called the police, and Starbucks had a huge equity and diversity initiative in response to that. So it has been a topic of discussion at Starbucks, but there's a lot of disagreement over whether or not that's actually the reason stores are being closed, especially because a number of the stores that have happened to have safety concerns are also stores that have happened to have union activity.
Ah, okay. Could be a coincidence. We don't know, but thank you for explaining. Now, tomorrow is the annual Starbucks shareholder meeting. What's going to happen at this meeting, and how could it potentially impact unionization efforts?
So the organizers of the union campaign are hoping that shareholders will push leadership at Starbucks to open an investigation into their tactics at stores, into what they say is union busting activity. The shareholder meeting is generally an opportunity for shareholders, investors, to raise issues with the company leadership. And part of the reason the strike is happening today is to make a lot of noise around this issue ahead of that meeting.
Is this strike at all tied to the shifts in the CEO at Starbucks?
Not exactly. We didn't actually know that Howard Schultz was going to step down 2 weeks earlier than he'd initially signaled. He says he did that because he wanted to allow the new CEO coming in to run the shareholder meeting. And I think it actually came as a surprise to organizers as well, who are already planning this activity. But I think everybody is really curious how this new CEO is going to approach the labor campaign at Starbucks, and if he's going to take a different tact than Howard Schultz, who's been pretty critical of the movement.
What do we know about Lakshin Narasimhan, Starbucks' new CEO?
Well, he's new to the company. He's been there less than a year, and he's a longtime executive for various companies, including PepsiCo, which is a partner of Starbucks. But he hasn't been very vocal so far. As far as I know, he hasn't said anything about the strike that's planned or about this kind of activity that's been going on around the shareholder meeting. So it'll be really interesting to see what he actually says at the meeting.
And to be clear, he has not responded today to today's protests at all.
Not that I've seen.
Okay. So Starbucks employees, they've gathered in front of Starbucks headquarters in Seattle. What are you going to be watching for at today's protests or even in the weeks to come?
Well, it's supposed to be a pretty significant demonstration. I had the chance to chat with some of the organizers yesterday, and they said they were expecting 1,000 people at Seattle's Starbucks headquarters. So I'm going to be getting a pulse of the activity there, talking to folks on the ground. And going forward, like I said, I'm really interested in what the new CEO is going to do about this union campaign, how he's going to respond to it. And I think it's really interesting what's happening at the federal level, the Senate hearing and the investigations from the labor board. Some people have said, including Starbucks, that they're kind of trying to make an example out of the company, that this could be precedent setting. And that's something I'm really going to be paying attention to, because we are seeing this huge new wave of labor activity, not just at Starbucks, but across industries and across the country. And we do have a more union-friendly administration right now under the Biden administration. So I think Starbucks could be a little case study here in what's to come for the labor movement.
Perfect. So what I'm hearing you say is you're going to have some follow-ups.
I think I'll be busy.
Sounds good. That is KUOW labor and economy reporter Monica Nicholsberg. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to Soundside. This show is only possible because listeners support us. If you're able to give right now, please check out the show notes for a link to donate. And don't forget, you can listen live on KUOW 94.9 FM Seattle at noon and 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, or anytime online at KUOW.org.